going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, you might want to turn your mic on.
Is my mic not on?
No, it was not.
You sabotaged me.
It was not on there.
Yes, you did.
You never turned it on.
Anyway, Donnie Football has arrived for a Donnie Football Hour, a Donnie Chedrick Hour. Donnie, here's where we begin with what you just said to Mulsey. When he said, man, it would have been something, basically something for business if they took Shador. And you said they still might. Do you believe that's a possibility? Do you believe that the Steelers, with the currency they have, which is George Pickens, could trade into the second round and still take a quarterback, or no?
So I wasn't even referring to that. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network a little bit ago, he said, I actually think that third round pick the Steelers have could be the floor for Sanders.
Oh, my God.
He said if the Browns continue to pass on him and then the Saints and Rams pass on him, who else is going to take him? Maybe a team just, you know, because he's there, takes him. But not that I think he's going to get there. I don't think he's going to last all the way to 83, but I didn't expect somebody to come out and say that today, that they wouldn't have to move at all.
Wow.
And this guy just free falls.
And I also saw, I think it was at the Athletic, where they had Milroe falling to 71 to the Saints. Now we're talking only 12 picks away, again, from the Steelers. Who's to say? Once teams pass on a guy once, you always wonder, okay, if you didn't want a potential face of the franchise with your first pick, then I wonder if you'd want him with your second or third pick. You know what I mean? I think there's a chance either or both could continue to slide. Of course, the Browns have two of the next four picks. Do you think they pounce on Shador?
I would be pretty surprised if one of those two picks wasn't him.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would probably burst out into laughter if they passed on him with both of those picks.
Are the Browns acing things here? I thought their trade to get I think they may be out. If the Steelers' plan is we're putting all our eggs in next year's basket for a quarterback, they may have the Browns as their biggest impediment there, because I think the Browns have their own pick and they might stink. And now they have the Jags' first round pick. I thought that was a brilliant trade. Plus, they have two of the next four picks and three before 93.
I do like the haul that the Browns got, but I saw somebody pretty quickly put it out there. What was it, 15 years ago, the Julio Jones trade? The Browns got an absolute haul for that. And they did absolutely nothing.
I know, they're the Browns.
And the Falcons came away with an all-time wide receiver, the best wide receiver in their team's history.
Yeah, that's the risk. And I think if Deshaun Watson, well, first of all, if Deshaun Watson was good, they don't draft there. But I think that whole debacle has put them in a mode of, we need to gather resources here, and we need to, they're like the Steelers now. We need to find a way to get our next franchise guy. I don't know if they think Shador is that guy, but their position next year, I think, better than the Steelers at the moment, right? to go get a guy.
Yeah, I mean, I would say at the moment, because we're also assuming that they will be bad, whereas it's hard for us to assume that the Steelers will ever be bad.
Well,
at least
what
bad
about
enough.
The Jags? The Jags could be very bad.
They could also be good.
Could be.
I mean, what happens if they, like, you know, if Lawrence turns it around with a new coach and Hunter is everything he's cracked
could
up
be.
To be right off
yeah.
the bat? And, you know, what if that pick's like 25th?
Sure, but at least you're still armed with a couple of first-round picks.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So you can move up and down.
I mean,
we'll see.
I would say they're better positioned, but it still seems like the consensus from people, and I know things can change a year out, but quarterback is looked at through such a microscope
yeah.
that it still seems to be the consensus that next year's crop, at least early with quarterbacks, is better than what this year is.
Okay, grade the Steelers pick, Derek Harmon.
I'm going to go A- with it. I don't know if it's a little bit biased for me because I had this for the last like couple of weeks. He's been my pick to them. I stuck to my guns, which I know a few local scribes did as well, and I commend
Ray
them
Fittipaldo for one.
The big point I made last night going into the draft is how brutal that playoff loss for them in Baltimore should have been to really like their whole will. And I know the Steelers, you know, them, the moniker of like the Steelers way and how we're built and our DNA. I know all of that stuff is a bit overrated when we hear them bring it up, but you go into a playoff game that's not as close as what the scoreboard rendered by the end of it. And you let another team, albeit a good rushing team, run for 300 yards on you and just break your back really every chance they got.
Yeah.
I feel like you needed somebody to immediately plug in and play. And I know, I don't know if Ray said it earlier with you guys. I know he brought it up to the guys last week, the idea of, well, whoever they pick might not play right away. I think this dude's going to play right away.
He better play right away.
He should. I mean, what are you going to do? Put Izzy Loudermilk in there? That guy's not a starting defensive end or defensive tackle. Or Daniel Equale from the Patriots. Those guys are career backups or special teams players.
Yeah, I worry about his development here. A lot of people say, well, I'm sure this has been a theme on your show. No matter who you bring in at quarterback, are they going to develop here? They're not exactly a D-line factory either. The guys, the rare time they do take a guy, he flops. Leal, Loudermilk. I thought Benton took a step back last year. I still think he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he didn't move forward in his development. So is this a great place for a defensive lineman to flourish? I don't know.
I do think there's at least some evidence that there are hits under Mike Tomlin's time here at that position or, you know, across.
But the coaching staff defensively has changed a little bit.
It has. But, I mean, think back to before Leal, who they took, you know, kind of as a risk because they saw him as a tweener. And, you know, that just simply didn't work here. Loudermilk, who they, like, oddly moved up for
yes.
in that draft
yes.
from, what, like, round 6 to round 5 because they liked him so much. I mean, he's been a service on special teams, but that's it. He gets way, way more snaps than he ever should. But, I mean, Stephon Tuitt was a good player, a really good player.
Yes, that was a great pick.
Before he stepped away.
So was Hargrave.
Javon Hargrave.
Although Hargrave wasn't the guy here that he was in Philly. He became a star there. He was miscast here.
He did become a star in Philly, but he was still a pretty good player here. It's not like
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Like, I didn't watch him and think, like, that guy's not very good.
No, they just didn't maximize him.
No, like he hit his stride and he hit his prime in Philly, but he was a good pick for them.
He was a good pick,
and he was, you know, some guy they just found in the third round
for
out
sure.
Of like, what, South Carolina State?
Yeah, but it's been a while. It's been a while for them along the defensive front. I don't know how much you like Benton. I thought as a run defender he was poor.
Yeah, he disappointed me last year, but I feel like there's also the sense that he was a bit out of position because mm-hmm. of what they lacked on the D-line. Like, people want to see him move a little bit more to the outside and not be, like, just a natural, like, nose. Like, he's not going to be a zero technique or one technique where he's inside the center and guard or anything like that. Like, that's
yeah.
not where he's going to flourish because he doesn't have the same body type. But I thought that they had to address that defensive line group. I mean, you watched the Super Bowl last year, because people are going to say, like, well, you don't win games with defensive linemen. Why don't you watch the Super
Who
Bowl?
Who says that? I think you win championships with really good defensive lines.
I mean, watch the Super Bowl last year.
Watch the Super Bowl with the Rams. They had a guy named Aaron Donald and others. Go watch the Super Bowl where the Broncos ruined Cam Newton. Go watch the Super Bowl where the Giants ended the Patriots' unbeaten season. You win. Go watch the Steel Curtain from the 1970s. But you win more, Donnie, with a quarterback. And for me, it feels like you're rearranging deck chairs. Mulsey came in and immediately was taking Jackson Dart shots at me. That's where the draft really took a turn for me, was when the Giants jump back in and take Dart. And
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You had to get some pride out of that. Went ahead of Sanders.
Forevermore, we're going to be talking about, did the Steelers bypass a franchise quarterback with Dart or Sanders? Did they? I think they did. I like Jackson Dart. Ben loves him. Jack Ham loves him. Orlovsky loves him. A lot of people don't. Some from the analytics community love him. Why don't you like him as a franchise quarterback?
Are you saying Dart or Sanders?
Dart. And then Sanders will deal with it.
I don't really care for any QB out of this class besides the guy that went first.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Why specifically Dart, though? Why don't you like him?
I feel like he fit into an offense that was very well set up for him at Ole Miss. And I'm not saying these guys can't be good pros.
Yeah.
But, I do have some of that, like, gun shyness in me where I think, you know, if they come here, I don't think they're going to have the resources around them. And we know that the head coach will put clamps on them.
Is that a case of Pickett traumatic stress disorder, PTSD?
Yeah,
from them
is.
Taking him.
But I think it's also having to do with the head coach, because we know he's going to have the shackles on,
right,
and the clamps on. Whereas if Jackson Dart, well, I mean, he's going to the Giants, but let's say like Dart or Sanders, if they would have gone to, like, if the Rams take them with a flyer or something, or, you know, they fall into a situation with a better offensive mind. Even the Giants, I think, have better offensive minds than what we're working with here.
I agree.
And that could lead them to a better situation, because it's not often like where you get drafted. It's like the team you fall to, you could flourish. I just don't really see with really anybody besides Ward, and I'm not even 100% sure about him, but he seems like the only one out of this class. I just don't really see a quarterback that can break through no matter the situation.
Like a guy who just puts the franchise on his back.
Yeah. Whereas, like, maybe Ward can do that. I see guys that if they go somewhere that fits them well, they can be good players. Kind of like Purdy a couple of years ago. Like, if he ends up here, is he the player he is?
No.
No shot. No. Absolutely no shot.
And you're right about that. Again, I kind of question the climate here for defensive linemen, too. And maybe for anybody, Donnie. I know that Pony's talked about this a lot on your show. Is that I think there's this assumption that the Steelers, man, of course the Steelers got it right again. Don't the Steelers always get it right? Well, no. They're actually, before Jones and Fatanu, and the jury's still out on both, and Jones took a step back last year, they're probably two for their previous 10 on first-round picks.
The last decade's been awful.
Two for 10? Maybe three for 10 if you think Bud Dupree was you know,
who did you
a
give,
good first-round pick.
Who did you make the second one? We know Watt's the easy one.
Shazier.
Okay, I didn't know if you started it at Dupree or if you started it at...
Yeah, I thought Shazier was a great
pick. No, I agree. I didn't know if you started with him or with Dupree.
Well, Dupree's the question, right? I mean, I don't think that was a great pick for 4 years. I thought he struggled.
He was a bust before T.J. Watt ever showed up.
But if you want to give him Dupree...
I will forever die on that hill.
Yeah, if you want to give him Dupree, that's three for 10. And there's just this assumption that the Steelers are doing it right, you know? And it's just... It's an assumption that's been debunked, Donnie, and I just think there's really two categories in the end for teams in the NFL. Teams that have a real shot and teams that don't. And the Steelers are on the high end. You know, I label them as high-end mediocrity, but they're in the same pile as the Giants and the Jets and whoever else you want to name who are on the teams that do not have a realistic chance to win a title. They just don't. That's where I stand. How about you?
Do you think a lot of that is just the simple national love for Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
Or the brand?
Yes.
I think it absolutely is.
Donnie, you go back and look at Coach of the Year voting, and I don't think those people knew that their votes were getting publicized this year. There was a handful, like not just one, a handful of people who had Mike Tomlin in their top five as Coach of the Year. So what we have with the Steelers is chronically low expectations. Every year, nothing is expected of them. And nobody ever asks, why is that? They just look at it and say, nothing expected of the Steelers. They barely exceed chronically low expectations. And everybody lauds the coach as a miracle worker for that, never asking what his part is in why the expectations are always so low. And it's a pretty significant part. He's got more power over personnel than maybe anybody in the league, any coach in the league.
Yeah, to the national side, it's always, well, if it's a Steelers personnel problem, oh, man, they must have overruled Mike on that one.
Yeah,
or, right. You know, Mike doesn't make the roster. I disagree with you there. And I also wondered, too, going into last night, you know, I'd always love to be like a fly on the wall, really in any team's war room, when they make like a drastic decision, like who their first round pick is going to be.
Yeah,
because some of the picks you see get made, like, man, that didn't fill a need whatsoever, but I wonder what the conversation was like. I do wonder how it broke down last night once Sanders was there, but you still had a defensive tackle that we know was pretty coveted too. Two of those guys were off the board. Grant was off the board. Nolan was off the board. You had Derek Harmon sitting there, but you had Shedeur Sanders sitting there. Like, it makes me wonder, maybe Tomlin loves Sanders because of the pedigree and who his dad is and this and that. Maybe he got overruled by other people in that room. Now, this is all hypothetical.
Well, Ian Rapoport put out there that there was a split, to which I said, and I talked about this with Fittipaldo, Mike Tomlin gets what Mike Tomlin wants. And on a matter as important as a franchise quarterback, if he walked in there and said, I want Shedeur. I love this guy. He gets his guy. That's how I think the Steelers organization works.
Do you think they had any PTSD from last time?
Probably.
Do you think they worked that against him? Like,
maybe.
Mike, you know, I know it's not the same exact player, but...
But you're casting it as you think Tomlin may have liked this guy and gotten overruled. I'm casting it as I don't think Tomlin was a big Shedeur Sanders fan. I think our guy Aaron Wilson may have gotten it right when other people got it wrong.
Bad meeting.
That they didn't have a great meeting. That Mike Tomlin was not in love with Shedeur. Because I just firmly believe that Mike Tomlin has a huge amount of power. The only guy with anything, you know, I mean, if Art wants to overrule him, yes. But I think that Tomlin even has Art's ear to the point where if Tomlin gets what Tomlin wants, that's what I think.
Oh, no, I agree with the amount of power. I mean, Art probably woke up yesterday morning and realized it was draft day, whereas right. all the other guys had been prepping it for months. I thought you were going to get a bigger pop out of that one, but you're holding it in.
No, I like that. But I got a treat for you, Donnie. Go ahead.
But, I mean, we get that report from Aaron Wilson, and a lot of people immediately wanted to shoot it down. Like, oh, no, it was a great meeting. What's this guy talking about?
Yep.
I mean, we just saw 32 teams also pass on the guy. Now, not all of them needed a quarterback, but there were, what, probably a half dozen that would have made sense to take a QB last night, and nobody did. And one traded back in, and we thought, here we go. Here's Shadur at, what, 25, and they took the other guy.
They took Dart. And I think the Steelers, 5, 7, 10 years from now, are going to wish they took Jackson Dart. I'm with Ben. I'm with Jack Ham. I'm with our friend Pat Bostic. I'm with Dan Orlovsky. I'm with John Kurtz from PFF, who went deep on the analytics. I think Jackson Dart has that something that Ben talked about. He can, even though he's a system guy, he could make something out of nothing. I mean, Ben watched it. He said he makes something pretty out of something ugly.
He's definitely a better athlete than Sanders.
Yeah, I like him better than Sanders. I would have taken a swing on either. Let's continue this conversation, Donnie. And our old friend Greg Giannotti, I want to play this for you, lost his mind on Jackson Dart on Boomer and Geo today. I'm going to play for you Ryan Clark, also losing his mind on the other end of the quarterback spectrum. And we really haven't talked about the draft at large, and I would like to invite City Limits in here. I want you guys to think about winners and losers. Could be a coach, could be a player, could be a fan base, could be anything. We're just going to go, you know, winner, loser, and take turns doing it from the draft, from the first round, okay? You and I are very good at playing games like this, Donnie. Remember our game, the numbers game?
Yes.
That was fun.
Highly regarded numbers game.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.